and he had a bunch of boxes.
You noticed that he had boxes?
Oh, yeah. They were the boxes that were in the indictment, the white banker's boxes. That's what I remember loading.
Wow. I'm going to show you more of that clip in a little bit, but the individual you saw there used to be known as just Trump employee number 5 in the indictment and superseding indictment in the Mar-a-Lago document case. Now employee number 5 is breaking his silence. His name is Brian Butler. He was working at Mar-a-Lago since 2002, was very close with one of the co-defendants in that case, Carlos de Oliveira. They considered themselves best friends. And what we now learn from Brian Butler, their friendship, of course, diverged when Carlos de Oliveira came under the influence of Trump's defense lawyers and told one set of facts, which Carlos de Oliveira is now being charged with obstruction of justice. Brian Butler went in a different direction, hired his own independent counsel, cooperated with the Department of Justice, and of course had a falling out with Donald Trump. But among the testimony provided by Brian Butler is Butler telling CNN how he unknowingly helped Waltine Nauta, one of the other co-defendants in the matter, deliver boxes of classified information from Mar-a-Lago to Donald Trump's plane in June of 2022, the same exact day that Donald Trump and his attorneys were meeting with the Justice Department at Mar-a-Lago about the classified documents. So you'll recall that in June, there was that meeting between Trump and the DOJ lawyers and FBI lawyers. Trump then had Waltine Nauta move those boxes outside of Mar-a-Lago, and we now know from employee number 5 right here that he had unknowingly driven the car, and he was with these boxes were eventually moved to an airplane that Donald Trump was in. Folks, this is blockbuster stuff. I want to get into more of the facts. Let me just play you more of that interview, a CNN exclusive with Caitlin Collins and Brian Butler, employee number 5. Then let's go through all of the facts together. Let's play the remainder of the clip and start from the beginning. Play this clip.
And then what happened is Walt left before me, and he never goes directly to the plane. He's either in the motorcade or when he goes there with the boss, which the former president. And I remember telling him he left the club with, I didn't know what he had in his vehicle, but he waited for me at a nearby business, and I told him I would tell him when I was leaving Mar-a-Lago. So I left Mar-a-Lago, I texted him, hey, I'm on my way. He followed me, he pulled out and got behind me. We got to the airport, I ended up loading all the luggage I had, and he had a bunch of boxes.
You noticed that he had boxes?
Oh yeah, they were the boxes that were in the indictment, the white banker's boxes. That's what I remember loading.
And did you have any time, any idea at the time that there was potentially U.S. national security secrets in those boxes?
No clue. No, I had no clue. I mean, we were just taking them out of the Escalade, piling them up. I remember they were all stacked on top of each other, and then we're lifting them up to the pilots.
How many boxes was it?
You know, they asked me in the interview, and I believe it was 10 to 15 is what I remember.
The investigators.
Correct.
So here's how CNN is characterizing this. That is Brian Butler, employee number 5 in the classified document indictment brought by special counsel Jack Smith, actually technically brought by a grand jury, one in Washington, D.C., and this one in the Southern District of Florida, told CNN in an exclusive interview that he doesn't believe that the criminal case against Donald Trump is a witch hunt, as the former president has claimed, because Brian Butler was there. He observed what happened. Butler gave testimony to federal investigators that informed crucial portions of the criminal obstruction charges against Donald Trump and the two other co-defendants, Waltine Nauta, the valet, the personal aide to Donald Trump, and Carlos de Oliveira, a property manager at Mar-a-Lago who had been Butler's best friend. Are you self-conscious about your smile due to stains? Are your teeth aging you? Popular food and drinks are known to stain teeth. Beverages like coffee, tea, and wine stain them over time. So what can you do to brighten your smile? Well, you should give Smile Actives a try. Smile Actives is safe, effective, easy to use, and will keep you smiling proudly. As you probably already know, I'm a big tea drinker like many people. You may be a coffee drinker, and over time, I noticed my teeth lose some of their brightness that I was used to seeing. 97% of Smile Actives users in a clinical trial reported up to 6 shades wider on average, all within 30 days. Simply add Smile Actives Pro Whitening Gel to your regular toothpaste. It's been formulated with PolyClean technology to boost stain removal and deliver active whitening ingredients into the teeth's grooves and crannies to get better whitening. Smile Actives makes teeth whitening gel that can simply be added to your toothpaste every time you brush your teeth. So no change in your routine, no extra time, and no more messy strips, trays, or light. People will start commenting on your whiter, brighter smile in just days. Smile Actives is the whitening boost your favorite toothpaste needs to give you the smile you deserve. Here's what you got to do. Visit smileactives.com/Midas today to receive a special buy one, get one free offer with auto delivery plus free shipping and handling. That's smileactives.com/Midas. SMILEACTIVES.com/Midas. MEIDAS. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. The CNN article goes on to talk about how Butler worked at Mar-a-Lago for over 20 years. Butler started as a seasonal valet in 2002, getting paid about $30,000 a year. He ended up building out a Mar-a-Lago valet company, a car company, to transport guests from Mar-a-Lago to their private jets or wherever. And it was in that role that he gained a lot of information, and through his friendship with Carlos de Oliveira, gained a lot of information. The article talks about how on June 3rd, 2022, Butler received what he remembers as a very strange request from Waltin Nauta, again, Donald Trump's co-defendant, close, not at that time, but who worked for Donald Trump as his valet, his body man, as he's referred to. Nauta wanted to know if he could borrow an Escalade from the car service that Butler ran for Mar-a-Lago. Trump and his family were about to fly to New Jersey that day for the summer, and it was typically Butler and his valets who handled getting their luggage on the plane. But Butler says it was a very unusual request from Nauta on this occasion because Nauta typically didn't handle moving luggage and asked Butler for the car in a very guarded way. Butler says that Nauta and De Oliveira loaded up the vehicle before driving it to the West Palm Beach Airport to Donald Trump's private plane. Butler arrived with his own car filled with Trump family luggage, then helped Nauta load Trump's plane with the luggage, as well as banker's boxes of documents that were in the Escalade. Butler says he didn't realize the banker's boxes contained anything out of the ordinary. We now know that that contained national defense information like war plans and other top secret, highly sensitive documents. Butler says, I left Mar-a-Lago. I texted him, hey, I'm on the way. He followed me. He pulled out and got behind me. We got to the airport. I ended up loading all the luggage I had, and he had a bunch of boxes, Butler said of Nauta. They were the boxes in the indictment, and you heard that him say that there. And then 3 months later, of course, in August of 2022, the FBI searched Mar-a-Lago and obtained a lot of other classified records, which Donald Trump claimed he had returned everything. Now, one of the things that Butler also learned in his capacity as being the car driver, you know, you learn a lot of things when you're driving the car with a lot of people in it. So Anthony Pratt, remember the Australian billionaire who had a membership at Mar-a-Lago, who talked about getting nuclear secrets from Donald Trump about nuclear submarines and how it relates to Australia. Well, one of the things that Butler told the FBI in his their investigation, when the FBI showed up at Butler's door in March of 2023, is that he heard and his team heard people like Anthony Pratt, the Australian billionaire who went to Mar-a-Lago, talking about things like nuclear codes, nuclear submarines, all this information to Pratt's team, Pratt's chief of staff, while in the car. So Butler provided that information to the FBI. You see photographs here. This is Butler in 2002 with Donald Trump when he first started. Here's Butler and Carlos de Oliveira celebrating a birthday together. I mean, they were very, very close friends. And then ultimately, where the article talks about where the friendship separated is when Butler got his own lawyer. They wanted to have Butler get represented by Trump's lawyers. Butler wanted no part of it. De Oliveira, Waltie Nauta ended up being represented by Trump lawyers. Now they're being charged with lying to the FBI. Butler's telling his story now for the first time, saying, look, Trump did it. I worked with Trump for over 20 years. I saw these banker boxes. I didn't know what was in it. I saw the conspiracy between Trump, Nauta, and my former best friend, Carlos de Oliveira. I witnessed this with my own eyes. This isn't a witch hunt. They did it. I worked at Mar-a-Lago, and I can tell you that this is what happened. More photos of them together. A great exclusive here by CNN, and just a bombshell dropping right here at the beginning of the week on Monday. We'll keep you posted as we learn more on the Midas Touch Network. Thanks for watching.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.